Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Okay, we got four down, one to go here. Men's T Clinic in Grapevine. It's Men's Health Awareness Month. They're offering a Total T consultation for new patients for just $50, $250 value if you book an appointment today through November. Just call them at 972-GO-MEN'S-T. Go to menstclinic.com. You've probably been hearing about testosterone replacement therapy for 15, 16 years here, and these guys are the goats at it. They've set the industry standard. They are the best. We're going to get two guys, one booth here in just a minute, Brian.
Yeah, I tell you what, we were talking about like things like that.
Mantras,
catchphrases, yeah. All that stuff like that. When we went to London to play, and I hope Derek Eagleton's not listening right now.
Ooh, we'll find out.
But we went to London and to play that game in 2014, and that was, everything was really big with the hashtags.
Mm-hmm.
We created a hashtag for the Cowboys, and it didn't last long, but it... We kind
of quite an impression.
Quite an impression. It was called, hashtag was Cowboys UK.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, is that a male strip club out there?
No, no, I can see how this goes.
C O W B O Y.
Cowboys suck.
Cowboys suck.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's Cowboys suck.
Oh no.
Right there in English.
Yeah, that was it. So we
had to pivot here.
We went to,
they could have at least done Chinese.
We November ridiculous. Of 2014, we threw out the Cowboys UK, only to be like
dunked on by Eagles fans,
everybody,
and Giants fans.
We quickly pivoted, but it was one of those things. Yeah, and Derek,
see,
here's Derek. Derek.
Oh, no.
Here's Derek.
Oh, no.
I knew he'd let us know.
Oh, no. Did he MF you like you were MF?
I'll tell you what,
listening.
Derek is like, he's one, seriously.
Big time cello. We love
he
Derek.
And Shannon Gross, all those guys. I mean, they do. I mean, seriously, I'm not saying this, but that whole thing, there's so much thought that goes into these things.
Yeah.
And then when you look at it, it's like, oh, yeah, Cowboys UK. That's what we're going to do. Da 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 da. And then all of a sudden you look like the big view of it. And you're like, yeah, going, "Oh my gosh, what did we just do?"
It's just like the hashtag. The bullpen is
the bull.
Where Falwell's refs you suck. That's, refs use yuck.
There's a penis in there.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, there's a penis.
Okay.
In there. Yeah.
Hashtag
slow
the
on the uptick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slow on but, the uptick. You'll see that floating around during Ranger season a lot.
Oopsies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just fill in the blank here. Hashtag the bullpen is.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm sorry about that.
Large
loss.
And in charge.
Showers.
Yeah, but here we go.
Or growers.
Back to
not rising to the occasion.
Okay, well,
thank you for
in need of a closer.
Thank you for that stroll down memory lane.
Yeah, I know.
Glad
I knew Derek. Yeah, he's laughing about it, but at the time it was not a very good.
It was like a code red. Everybody scrambling.
Oh no!
Around.
What did we just do?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how do you even control that, though? Like, once a hashtag once is out, it's like it kind of that's a tough fire to put
Eagles
out.
Picked up the baton, I'm sure.
Oh, I bet they did. I bet they were the first ones to notice it. All right, let's relive a 9-hour Cowboys game day the only way we know how with a little Two Guys, One Booth.
Sounds good, boys. We go in order. Usually Walchuk and I have run through this
kind of
professionally.
Flying by the seat of our pants.
We're flying by the seat, so this is pretty exciting. We start with Babe Loffenberg, and he's got to be talking about Lipke, right? The fullback. Take it away.
Why is it that big fullbacks always rumble? They're never angelic. They're never gazelle-like.
Here's a handoff to Williams coming right, pounding, sliding, probing and penetrating all the way down to the 32-yard line of the Raiders.
Got another P word in there for me? Probing, penetrating. Come on. Come on, you're a wordsmith.
Yeah.
Give me one.
Well, now I'm under pressure. Pressing.
There we go.
Oh, well good. Done, boys.
That's good stuff.
Well done.
Yeah, fullbacks rumble.
Well,
they growl.
They do rumble.
I think every fullback should have the neck roll.
Yes.
Mike Allstott. Yeah.
Matt Suey back in the day in Penn State.
Matt Suey.
Old Chicago Bear.
I love But rumbling Suey. Basically means you're heavy-footed and kind of chubby.
You know,
but as a fullback, you embrace that.
When you watch Mike Allstott run, what did you think of?
Explosive.
No.
Yeah, he actually had some speed.
Big man.
He had more speed.
He was rumbling. Also rumbling.
Yes. I thought it was shoulder pads.
He had those huge pads, and he would just kind of – and he would make sounds. Like, we'd watch tape, and he'd run. We'd go – we'd make these sounds.
It was in Berman's Prime special effects. Speaking of Berman's Prime, that fastest minute in sports has never been worse than it was last night.
Well, that's probably why they've shortened it.
It's gone from, like, having a show to, like, listen, we're going to give you 30 seconds, bro.
Yeah.
Just be the
just
best.
Just tell him you don't want him on the broadcast.
I don't know how he's still on.
But
it used to be the fastest 3 minutes.
It was 3 minutes.
And then it went to two, and now we're at the fastest minute. And you're saying that he's aging right there on television.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's lost his ability to project that great voice out. It's more it's the fastest minute, the Swami. Circle the wagons.
Back.
I know he's still.
He still has a little bit.
I think last year he had the Chuba missile crisis when Chuba Hubbard had a touchdown.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, you know, every once in a while, I guess he can still get one working.
How about?
I didn't see it last night.
How about some riders maybe to help him along? That would maybe help.
I don't think anybody likes him, though. I think he might be one of the most disliked guys in all of sports
media. Even ChatGPT refuses to spit anything out for him.
That's why he's on set by himself.
Oh, my God.
Tom Jackson said, I've had enough.
We'll turn the camera on and leave, Chris. Have a good night.
All right, let's get back to Babe here.
We're going back
home.
Bleep yourself, bro.
Let's get to Babe. Hey, and Babe correcting Brad. I love when he does this.
I've done this to you before. We'll just keep going.
Brad, I know you're a wordsmith, but may I correct you?
Please.
He's not an old Georgia teammate. He's a former
Georgia teammate. You're right. Neither is old.
I used to tell DeMarcus where. He'd say, I met an old cowboy, Babe. I said, no, DeMarcus, they're former, and you'll appreciate the distinction when you become one.
Hey, that's
ageism.
Yeah.
You know, I get it.
That's just being.
We're not old reformers.
Giving Brad a little taste of his own medicine, maybe a little bit there.
Yeah, giving it back to him just in a much more respectful
way. I'm not seeing the must-win question on here.
He was on a heater today correcting people on Twitter.
Oh, was he?
He's in his bag on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Back-to-back.
I will surf through his Twitter account from time to time just to see how many people he's dunking on.
Yeah. Clap back, Brad.
Government is pissed off?
No. Last Saturday after the crazy Indiana Hoosiers comeback, and they have the touchdown for the ages.
Yeah. Brad got in there.
Hellman was like, like you couldn't even tell in real time that was actually a catch or whatever. And then he was like, But you could.
Actually, you could.
NFL touchdown.
Wrong.
I could just see.
He got both feet in, idiot.
I could just see Hellman sitting there, like, rubbing his eyebrows like he used to do.
It's so good. Yeah, okay, here's the tweet. Dave Hellman, holy S, dude. I was 1,000% confident the ref only ruled touchdown because he knew they'd review. That did not look like a catch at all in real time. Omar Cooper, that was ridiculous. Brad Chan follows up. Yeah, actually, it did. There were two comments in there. It did.
Eagle Eye Sham.
But he proves that week in, week out. His vision's better than the rest of ours.
It sure is.
All right, here's Brad and Babe, and I guess we have a very excited Babe Loffenberg.
Everything. You're positively giddy. I know you didn't hit a slot machine today because that would be against the rules.
No, it would be, and I did not.
Okay, so it's just your general mood is very positive.
Yes.
Good for you.
I'm one of the few happy people in Las Vegas tonight.
One of the few happy ones. Everyone else is broke. All right, speaking of old, Pete.
Man, we just got a shot of Pete Carroll on the monitor. He is the oldest coach. Head coach in NFL history, 74 years old, still looks about
older
50
than,
and
older
acts
than
about
George
30.
Halas was, huh?
Yes. Wow. You know what the difference was, Brad?
Halas owned the team.
No. Halas was older than you. So when you're younger, everybody looks.
But
you know,
I know how old I am now, and I look at those pictures of Halas, and he looked old.
Well, see, I look at Pete Carroll as I get older and say, wow, he's young.
He's vibrant.
40 years ago, I would say he's not 10 toes up. You got to be kidding me.
No, he is a marvel.
He's vibrant.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. I'd say Carroll looks about 65. His face, dude. What's his face routine, you think, Chief?
Oh, my god!
You had to eyeball that.
Oh, that's man.
It's wrinkle-free. It's glowing.
Yeah.
He's got some sort of a product.
He's oiling and lotion.
Serums are involved here.
Maybe it'll be 12.
Probably. But he's not doing the Botox.
No, I don't think he's Botoxing that thing. He's looking at Brady going, I don't want to go that far.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
so, like,
who
let's,
would?
And he doesn't really seem to need to. It seems like the moisturizing probably pre-shower, in-shower, and post-shower probably circles back on his daily lunch break and throws a little bit more on there, but yeah, he's rocking.
Little skin tightening. What is that called? A lift?
Could be a little lift.
Okay, is he getting a little lift? If he did, shout out to the doctor, man.
Yeah,
hell of a job.
Did great work.
Yeah.
Must have been his time in L.A.
Could be a lift.
And all that gum chewing.
The gum.
That's intentional.
That's jawline intentional.
Goes
all right,
a long way.
Brad and Babe talking about and really asking the question, why guys like to throw so many punches?
I don't know why guys throw the punch. I mean, number one.
Oh,
all you're going to do is break your hand.
And then I'll tell you, what Guyton did.
He's lucky to be alive.
Well, he's got a. There's a job for him on a soccer team somewhere right now.
It was like a pro wrestling move.
Oh, my gosh. It was like a full beat after the punch.
Yeah.
And then he threw his head back.
Oh.
And the,
thank God he's alive. That's all I can
it's
say.
It's a divine intervention. It's the only way.
Let me just tell you, they're going to get a big kick out of that in the film
room. Oh, goodness
tomorrow
gracious.
Tomorrow, whenever they look.
Oh, the sideline loved it. I mean, Tyler Guyton in the flop there. It was incredible. It was amazing. I loved what he did. It deserved a Razzie.
Yeah, it did, and it deserved a penalty.
Man, I couldn't tell what was flopping around more, Tyler Guyton's technique or selling the foul there, but I love how he's getting it done.
He's getting it done. Yeah, it's a sloppy technique.
He's just finding a way. It's awesome.
But he's bad. His ass
it's
off.
Great.
You know, it's like, I'm not.
He really – how many games did we say he played?
11.
Well, no, but total. Like, was it only 11?
11.
Started.
Started 11 games.
Yeah.
That's for the last 2 years?
Yeah, I believe so.
I thought you gave me a bigger number than that last year.
Was it bigger?
It
might have been 11 last year.
Dysphraxia.
Yeah, that's,
so that would be 18?
Wolchuk's dysphraxia.
Okay.
He's on his way.
You gave it to me last night. I couldn't remember it, though.
I can't believe it.
I was working hard last night.
It might be the player I've been most wrong about that the Cowboys have drafted in the first round. Like, watching him practice was like, this can't be good.
Yeah.
But he's getting the job done.
No, he's just finding a new way. He's doing it. All right, let's continue with Brad and Babe here. Talking about sacks.
At around the 31. By the way, Kenny Clark, with that sack that took them out of scoring range, touchdown range, take a deep breath. He's now tied for the Cowboys' seasonal lead in sacks with James Houston at 3.5.
Yeah.
By committee.
Indicating the need for an improved pass rush.
Myles Garrett had 4 yesterday.
Yeah.
In one game.
Yeah. Did they win?
They did not. You know, he plays for Cleveland.
I read that.
Okay.
He plays for Cleveland.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it was 11 last year that he started.
And then it was just
to 20.
It was just like.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Yeah, there we go.
Minutes later, Houston gets the sack and retakes the lead.
Yeah.
Just going back and forth, teeter-totter that thing. I like it.
Yeah, let's teeter-totter it all the way up into the double digits. I'd be here for that. All right, here's Brad. And
I like digits.
There was a little penalty situation.
Prescott back. Time. There's a deep ball down the left side, and he overthrew Lamb. But there's a flag in the secondary, and Lamb held his hand up, and the official said, yes, I believe you're correct, sir.
Yep. Yes, I believe you're correct. Aye, aye, Capitan.
Yeah, that's when you get – Man, what was that? Oh, that wasn't one of the linebackers. Was that was a safety? Because I love the play where he's coming over and the linebacker's having to chase him, jamming Davis. It's like, dude, you're setting your guys up for total disaster they have to be chasing down CeeDee Lamb right now.
Okay, here's Brad, and he's telling a great story here. Golf, shirt, pants. Take it away, Brad.
So Michael comes in a little late. We're sitting down trying to catch him up, and I said, Michael, we're going to wear golf shirts tonight. And he said, golf shirts. Now he's got people, I mean literally an army of people to his wardrobe. A hand to God. He said, golf shirts. He said, I don't have any golf shirt pants. I said, Mike, do you have pants? You got to put on a golf shirt.
Well, you got golf shirt pants.
Yep.
My favorite. I love it.
That's a good story.
Do you have pants?
I don't have golf shirt pants. That's incredible, man.
Golf shirt will work with just about anything.
It will. Yeah. Yeah. Ask Adam Sandler. He rocks it with basketball shorts.
Sure does.
He does it well. Bound to his shins.
He's up there hooping him. 1993 shorts.
He oversized.
He's a Fab Five.
All right, let's go ahead and close this bad boy down with Brad Sham talking about the Cowboys job fair.
The substitutions, by the way, Jake Goldberg, our spotter, thinks he's watching a hockey game. They are changing lines. I mean, this is a football job fair. Everybody, fill out your application and get in there and show us what you can do.
Hey, switch them out.
What are they at, 22 guys on defense?
A lot. It was a
that,
lot
that got
of
playing
bodies.
Time.
Everybody played.
Bodies.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the first half of the Cowboys season.
Yeah.
Everybody played.
Everybody played.
Except for Kyrie Elam.
Yeah, were you a pretty good corner in college? Come to the Cowboys.
Give you a shot. We're having a
were
try.
You a pretty good corner?
Well, thank you, boys. Is that it?
That's it.
Two guys.
Shout to Trevor. Trevor the creator for pulling
salute.
Those
the Pac Man.
Doing good work, Trevor. Salute to you. That's an audio celebration of the Cowboys game day that was. 9 hours of Cowboys content, and they'll be back on a regular schedule for 1 week, then back-to-back Thursday nighters will be all over it for you. Mm. We're here at Men's Tee Clinic in Grapevine, where new patients are getting a Total Tee consultation for just $50. That's a $250 value. Okay, when we come back, guys, it is a Tuesday. What's that mean?
You know what it is. The best audio celebration of the touchdowns from college and pro football with an edition of TD2.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Tuesday. All right, and we're back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And it's been an eventful day. We had the Brian Schottenheimer press conference. Inside of that, they talked about the release of Damone Clark. He said, what an incredible young man he is. In my conversation with Damone, I said, hey, your career is just getting started. Sometimes change is a good thing. I really believe that. That's not bull bleep, said Shoddy, who's not afraid of cussing, whether it's radio, TV, or podcast world. I hope it's true, because Damone Clark is an easy guy to root for.
Yeah, you know, my LSU brother, and remember, he was playing in college, got the back injury. They found the back problem at the combine, so they had to do the surgery, and then he came back a lot quicker than ever believed. He just doesn't have the instincts. He is a good-looking player physically. When they draw him up, it's like, wow, that's what a linebacker's supposed to look like. But you got to play with instincts. You got to be able to – they tried to back him up further so he could see it quicker. He got caught up in some stuff. There were some things in training camp where he was practicing when we're out there. We're doing, three live mics, and you're like, oh, yeah, Damone Clark, look at that play right there. But it just could not. They tried early in the year to get him involved, and – It just didn't work out like it needed to.
Perry and Winfrey's going to take his spot on the active roster, so that's a positive and something to be excited about, as this defensive tackle room is just nasty.
Yeah, now you have to figure out, too, how do you get him onto the game day roster now? Because, he's a guy that can play a little of that zero technique at 280 pounds. He could play head up.
Wow.
And play on a center. Mm-hmm. You could play him in gaps. You could even play him at the end a little bit. And maybe some with this five-man line stuff, we're going to see him play a little bit more outside, and be the backup potentially to what you have with Oso Digizua.
We haven't talked about it today, but there's so much damn talent on this defense now. If it doesn't come together, then I would be in favor of releasing Eberflus. You have enough good players now.
Yeah, pressure's on, dude. This is save your job time.
Well, yeah, and the Raiders. Again, we talked about the Raiders. They really need to go out and play well against the Eagles. They need to find a way to go and have the type of game that they had in Week One, where they played coverage, they zoned things up. Hurts.
They have his number, I think.
But now they've got bodies to run to get him.
That's the key. Yeah, right? He killed you with his legs.
They've got some guys now. Hurts is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He can make a lot of plays. But I think they've got the bodies now that can run and go get the football.
All right, it's time now for an audio celebration of the football weekend that was. Now that it's in the books, it's time for Two Guys in a Booth.
Let's do it. Let's jump into TD Tuesday, shall we? Hear the best touchdown calls.
TD Tuesday.
It's all good. It's all good. Best touchdown calls.
How was fajitas, Dawson?
From the world of college and pro football right now.
Boom
shakalak.
Boom shakalak, boom shakalak, TD Tuesday shakalak.
And we start with the Ravens of Baltimore. How about this? Mark Andrews, get your big tight end rear end under center, because we got a tush push. Oh, wait, no we don't. He's taking it to the outside, 35 yards to Bader.
Mark Andrews under center, takes the snap. Wheels out.
Oh, he's gone.
He rolls on his own. He's at the 30. Andrews to the 20. 10, 5, touchdown Ravens. Oh, what a creative call. And Mark Andrews goes from the tush push to the big man sprint. And the Ravens have the lead.
Goes from the tush push to the big man sprint, baby.
Yeah, that was it. That was awesome. Woo. Shout out to the Ravens Radio Network for the call. That was great. I mean, that's kind of, I don't know how much the Eagles have done. They've done it a little bit, but just pivoting from the tush push when all signs are pointing that way, and then watching Mark Andrews run the 35 yards. That was awesome.
Who's our tight end tush pusher? Do we finally have a good role for Scooney?
I think Span Ford.
He's massive.
Yeah.
He's so dang big. And he's still a blocking machine.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic
blocker.
He's wonderful.
Yeah, he is.
Scooney, I don't even know if I would allow
him. No, I would not want that
opportunity. I just don't want the ball in his hands.
And Ferguson kind of rejected that offer when I threw it out there a couple weeks ago. He wasn't super into that idea. It's like, I'm good here. I don't want to be the
be getting my tush pushed, okay?
Yeah.
I might be a push tusher, but I'm not going to be getting my tush pushed.
How about our backup quarterback?
Oh, Milton. Yeah.
There you go. Milton, yeah. Because then you have the threat of the run, but you also have a guy that's got some power long and just him, like, take the ball, go forward.
Yeah, like
that. He can make it happen.
Well, here's a big, strong quarterback, and that would be Josh Allen, and nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Like the Buffalo Bills.
Finds this guy,
James Bills.
Allen in the shotgun on first and 10 from the 25. Orbit motion from Shakir. Back to pass. Steps up in the pocket. Looks for Cook on the wheel route. And he's into the end zone. The Cook is in the kitchen for a 25-yard touchdown reception. Oh, that changed quickly.
Cook is in the kitchen, baby.
That's his go-to call for that. Like he's a one-trick cook in the kitchen when you get a James Cook touchdown.
Yep, shout out to the Bills Radio Network. But Josh Allen, 6 total touchdowns, 3 passing, 3 rushing. He was a star.
Yeah, he's, I think, the only player to ever do that. He's done it a couple times now.
Alien. SVP had it the other night. Last night, I guess, there was some dude back in like the 40s or 50s, maybe like Otto Graham or something wild.
What was he like, Broadus?
Otto Graham was a good quarterback. Won a lot of championships in the old American Football Conference.
There you go. Look at that.
That's pre-merger.
All right, yeah, pre-merge. All right, let's go ahead and hashtag.
Point real quick, Eric. Number for Otto Graham.
It was like 40?
Nope.
80?
18.
Nope. 60.
60. I knew it was something just stupid.
Gosh darn it.
You know, just something that's embarrassing to the sport, like the 60. BYU quarterback who's repping the 47.
I watched some tape the other day. That surprised me against Texas Tech with the BYU quarterback wearing 47.
Yeah, old
that
bear.
That was weird.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah.
Throws you off. All right, hashtag keep pounding with the Carolina Panthers. Bryce Young to Big Teddy.
1:15 on the clock. On third and goal from the 12. Young looking around. Looking. He'll take off and run. Now throws to the end zone. McMillan, left corner, makes the catch. Touchdown, Carolina. Touchdown, Carolina.
Wow.
Touchdown, Carolina.
Touchdown, Carolina.
You heard it here first.
He's excited. And they haven't had, you know, a lot of great touchdowns until this year. All of a sudden, they're 6-5. They're half game out of first place. Tedrone McMillan looking like the savage star that we thought he would be. And Bryce Young,
the tiny quarterback threw for over 400, huh?
Tiny quarterback was slinging it. He was slinging that pill. All right, let's go to Cleveland, where I think you've got Andrew Siciliano is the play-by-play guy. Now, this guy's ears, he could take off like Dumbo. And
be careful what you say. He can hear you right now.
I stood behind him one time in line. It's legit.
No, it's serious.
Legit.
It's pretty jarring when you see
I had ears like that in like third grade. They called me Dumbo.
Did they?
You grew into him or did you pin him?
We grew into him. My dad actually pinned him, though.
Yeah.
If I'm Siciliano, probably going with the pin.
Maybe
pin.
Yeah.
That's just
his brand. Man. Just his look.
No, for sure.
We know you.
That's right.
I couldn't see around him. I was like,
pick that out of a lot. Boom. Yeah, you got to look around. But Devin Bush, Gavin's favorite linebacker. A little pick six action.
It's going to be second and 18. Jackson shotgun with Mitchell to his right. Back to throw. Here comes Delpit. They set up the screen. Ball up into the air. It's picked off. Devin Bush, far sideline. Cuts inside the 10. He's at the 5. He's in. A pick six. Devin Bush. And the Browns take the lead.
He has like a bushy TD?
Not particularly, no. I think Choppy does, though.
I could see it.
That's well documented.
Yeah.
That is the first Bush appearance in TD Tuesday this year.
It is.
So we're making history
We've
tonight.
Been searching.
That was Dawson's linebacker.
Was.
He liked him.
Yeah.
He was right. The tape was good.
Tape's good.
Browns Radio with the call. Here we go. Let's take you to New York where the Green Bay Packers and Jordan Love are shaking in their boots. Are they going to get it done? Welcome back, Christian Watson.
Packers to the line of scrimmage, second down at 7. At the Giants' 7-yard line, Green Bay trailing by 1. A shotgun snap to Love. He bobbles for a moment, now lofts it. Right side of the end zone. Watson leaping grab. Oh, sensational touchdown catch. Christian Watson. My, oh, my, oh, my.
That Wayne Larrabee?
Yeah.
Wayne Larrabee, but we didn't hear Larry McCarron. Was he cheering along? I mean, Larry,
he was pretty quiet.
Oh, it's open. It's open. It's open. Throw it. You know, he's that guy.
Yeah, I think he was in his feels because the Giants made it a game.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, look, when you're playing against Jameis, he's going to do that to you.
Yeah.
He's going to make it interesting.
He is.
I mean, he's going to make sure you win in the final minute.
He will. He'll find a way to get that done, but at least it's going to be eventful to watch. Now, we go to a historic TD, and gosh, I love historic TDs. Patrick Mahomes finding his guy, Travis Kelce.
Mahomes over the middle, pass caught, and it's caught by Kelce inside the 10, inside the 5, Kelce leaps, touchdown! Kansas City. That's the touchdown for Kelce, his 84th touchdown of his career, the most by any person who has worn and worn the Kansas City Chiefs jersey. A 21-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes to Kelce, a record breaker, and the Chiefs lead for the first time in the game.
Do you think he wrote that out and he was misreading it and confused?
It felt that way a little bit.
You know, Mitch was so ticked off when that happened.
Oh,
what did I do? Hey, let's ask him about it here in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving.
Hey, Mitch.
That should be the highlight we have coming in. Like, because we always have.
Oh, that would be. He would get up and walk away.
Oh, man.
Hang your head in shame.
Oh, no.
It just sucks for these guys.
He might be in the booth with us, too, at that time.
Oh, that's true.
So he might be outside.
Yeah.
That'll be fun, man.
You just got to clean it up on the other side. Like, get his last touchdown right, you know? Because that will be the record breaker. Like, 84 made him the record holder. But what's going to hold the record for the next two decades and is going to be played back on highlights on the team website, you got to get the next whatever touchdowns he has left in the bank absolutely nailed.
Redemption time.
I mean, this is something seriously that the organization is going to lament, because that's golden content that they should put on the website for you.
And he really screwed this up.
Timeless, historic content that you have butchered as the play-by-play guy.
You could go clean it up, right? Especially when it's just the audio.
No, you can't.
You can't.
No, I don't think
you
so.
You can't.
No, you can't.
You can clean it up. Who has warned?
You know what they can do? They can put that whistle sound or whatever that thing, the lightning bolt that they boom. Yeah, what's that thing that
it has never been back.
It's like
since that last time.
Yeah. Transformers kind of explosion.
I think we need to play this.
No, you know how many times I saved Jared, Eric, and Matt with their calls when I was pulling highlights?
Oh, yeah. You can clean up flub.
We can flub some stuff.
Clean it up. All right, here we go. Let's go to some college TDs. We got the Michigan Wolverines, the youngster Bryce Underwood. He finds Pater with his legs.
Claps his hands, takes the snap, hands it off to Cuzdahl, up the middle to the five. Nope, Bryce is going to keep it around right end and walk into the end zone. Nobody saw it.
I didn't either.
Touchdown, Wolverines.
I didn't either. Oh, my God.
John Runyon. Who is that? Oh, I'll think of it here in a second.
Okay.
It's one of the old offensive linemen, Michigan offensive linemen.
Shout out to the Wolverines, Bryce Underwood. He's looking pretty good. All right, let's go to J.J. McCarthy. Oh, Paul Allen on the Minnesota Vikings. They did finally get a TD against Chicago.
Facing a blitz every play. McCarthy shotgun. First and 10 from the Bears 15. Addison in motion to the left. Takes the snap. Now a four-man rush. McCarthy to the end zone. And caught! Yes! Jordan Addison! Just in the nick of time! And we're tied at 16. He's J.J. McCarthy. Well done.
I don't know. Do we like that? Because he does that. He's J.J. for Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
So now he started to do, he's J.J. McCarthy.
I don't think Justin Jefferson likes it, man. He doesn't seem to like a whole lot of anything that's going on right now. I feel bad for him as well.
I do, too.
John Jansen, the former Michigan tackle. That's who that is. Yeah.
Johnny J.
John Jansen.
Johnny J. All right, let's get you back to the world of college football. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish running back, who is going to be a household name in the world of the NFL very soon. He hits the B button in one of the sexier ways. Maybe the most erotic TD of the season. Take it away, Jordan or Jeremiah Love.
Loves the back, gets the carry, stutter steps.
Go get him, Mitch.
Damn.
Across the 50, now he's on the move. Over the 40, 30, 20, 10. He's going to go all the way to the house. It's another highlight reel run for Jeremiah Love. 56-yard touchdown, and it takes your breath away.
Size, speed, production. Would you use the top 10 pick on him? I know Chief would.
Oh, gosh,
absolutely not.
Brian, you scouted him yet?
Oh, I absolutely have, man.
Reminds me of Jameer Gibbs.
He's got some Gibbs to his game.
Yeah, he can catch
sure
the ball,
does.
Super explosive.
Sure does.
Man, that spin move he hits on that play, though, was really, really nice. It was like, how could he even see him coming? The safety's coming from the left side, and then bang, hits the spin, just picture perfect, and then it's just off to the races.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the fight in Carter Freeman's of the Oklahoma Sooners. They're in Tuscaloosa taking on Alabama. And Ty Simpson, possible number one overall pick, throwing pick six TDs.
Quick throw across the middle. Intercepted! Eli Bowen's got it, 20, on the return, 30. Only one man to beat. He's at midfield. It's a race. There goes Bowen, 30. Cuts near side, still on his feet, 20. At the 10, they're not going to get him. Pick six. They did it to him again. Pick six. This time, Eli Bowen. Touchdown Sooner.
play. They needed that big time,
dude. They got it, baby.
We were all wondering, could OU score enough to unseat Alabama? A pick six will go a long way in helping you do that. That was fantastic stuff. All right, we stay in the world of SEC football. The Gamecocks of South Carolina, Lenoris Sellers with the bombski to maybe the most physical freak show receiver in all of football right now, Nick Harbor.
He's going to roll to his right. He's got to make one guy miss. Now he's got Harbor on the curl route. Here goes Nick at the 40, the 50. Open it up, big guy at the 30.
Forget
20.
It. You won't
catch nobody going to get him at the 5. Touchdown, Carolina. Touchdown, Nick Harbor.
There you go. Gamecocks Radio with the call.
That was Todd Ellis.
That is some pipes at South Carolina
Todd. He's a former quarterback.
Though. I wish they would have continued the call into the state trooper being a bleep hole.
They should have. I wonder what their reaction was on that. But after the 30-3 lead, it was E.J. Smith, the son of the greatest running back to ever live, Emmett Smith. Take it away, Aggie Radio.
Run to the right side, run into the end zone. Touchdown, Aggies. We are tied.
Pretty big moment. Did they live up to it?
Huge moment. Now, I mean, it's tough because it's not like a drawn-out play.
Run.
Yeah, it's just a four-yard run. If you got a voice crack there or some sort of like a pandemonium taking place,
yeah.
I think we would all been here for that. But we didn't quite get it. All right, we kick you back to Buffalo where Baker, who just found out he's having a boy, by the way.
Congrats to the Bakes.
Baby number two. But here goes Sean Tucker, 28 yards.
Mayfield, shotgun, took the snap high. Looks to the right. Those are true. Caught ball, Tucker. Inside the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Tucker, a wheel route on the near sideline. Goes 28 yards on third down and one.
When it comes to the Sunday calls, I just go straight to Tampa Bay, and I'm like, what's Gene got today?
It's just gibberish until you hear touchdown, fire the cannons.
Incredible.
Oh, gosh, that's gold.
All right, we shut it down with definitely the biggest pair of TDs over the weekend. They went big and girthy between the hedges. Georgia, Gunnar Stockton, they went viral. London Humphreys, take it away.
Stockton out of the shotgun, snap it back to Gunner, fakes the pitch, stands in the pocket, throws wide open. Humphreys caught at the 8, into the end zone, touchdown London Humphreys. And he just spiked the crap out of the ball. Don't flag him for that.
Oh, shout out to the Bulldogs. They beat the crap out of the Horns.
They really did, man.
Yeah, that, the onside kick also. Oh, man. That thing 14-10, all of a sudden you blink, that game was over. Yep.
There it is. TD Tuesday is now over. What an audio celebration of the football weekend it was. Thank you, boys. That was fun. Okay, we're live. Men's Tea Clinic here in Grapevine. And for the rest of the month, you're actually going to be able to book this Total Tea consultation for new patients for $50. That's a $250 value. It's going to give you access to a dedicated provider, and your T levels are going to be checked. They're going to get you optimized and get you on your way to total wellness. We love these guys. Thanks to them for having us out. We'll be back to Crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, see what they have cooking here for on a Tuesday night.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Next in the nation. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much to Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine for having us out. We're just wrapping up the show here. Five DFW locations. They're opening in Fort Worth at Alliance early 2026, so we are excited about that. We're excited about Men's Health Awareness Month, which is all month long in November. They have a great promotion for you. Get a total tea consultation for $50. That's a $250 value. But mental health has been such a big story in sports over the last couple of weeks, and you know, a lot of times you feel down in the dumps, and you know, there's something underlying there that you need like a psychological professional for. Sometimes it's just you need your hormones optimized and your testosterone is so low, it is destroying your quality of life. And Men's Tea Clinic is a big step towards reclaiming that.
They can help you for sure.
Absolutely.
About to help me.
All righty.
Yeah, they are.
Let's tell you that Savone Revel is coming up in the Cowboys Hour here with Brad Schamp coming up in about 8 minutes. And then after that, 8 to 11, you're going to have the Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake. And here they are now to tell us what they have planned. Gentlemen, how we doing?
Doing fantastic. I'm sad that we can't see you boys in person. It's glad to be back in the saddle. But, yeah, good to be back, boys.
Fred, the boys team win?
Sure did. We'll be back this Friday for week number four. We're in the semifinals. I'll tell you what, it's a special twist on this Friday's game. My son's team is playing my alma mater this Friday. But what's even more important about that, you know, I was just some low-level backup defensive end, so my presence really, I was more of the, you know.
You didn't have to tell us that. We kind of knew that.
I know this guy's not talking. Anyway,
he's
so.
He's been talking all show.
That said, we won a state championship my senior year, led by my cousin, who will be wearing my son's jersey
on
Friday.
Oh, you got him to
do it? Oh, come on. Family first.
Nice.
Family first. Yeah. Family first. Because neither one of his sons played football, so this is a big moment for him as well. So,
and your son caught the game winner?
He caught the go-ahead. They were up 21-20. He scored the go-ahead touchdown. Nice little 4-yard wide receiver screen. Made a couple guys miss. Dove into the end zone. Bada bing, bada boom. So 28-26 final score, and I will be back up there again on Friday.
What's the spread?
Great question. I would love to know. Look, if I had to guess, I'm glad you asked. If I had to guess, I would say we're probably a 7.5-point dog.
Wow.
And by we, you mean your son's team?
My son, look, my alma mater, I could give two bleeps about. I haven't been back there in 26 years. They don't love me, and I don't love them, and that's the way it should be.
I know the feeling.
Those cigarettes you smoked in between classes.
Actually, I wasn't really big on the heaters just yet, and I know a couple of you guys can appreciate this. I was more of the Skoll Mint back in those days.
Oh, so, okay. There you go.
Yeah, a little chaw back in
way
those days.
Way to wuss it up, bro.
Your T levels were super high.
Still are. Still are.
Yes, I got
still are. We call it Fred Tosterone around here.
I was more of a wintergreen guy myself.
I can appreciate that. And like I said, I don't know who said wuss, but no, let me tell you something right now. Until you've put a chaw half the size of
somebody call me chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Let me tell you something. And Dawson, you can appreciate this. There's nothing quite like putting in a fat dip, all right, maybe sipping on a pop while playing video games.
Mm.
Man, preach.
What?
Yeah. Truer words have never been spoken. So, Cowboys win, gentlemen. I'm sure you're going to be talking a lot about that coming up at 8 o'clock. What else you got in store?
Dare I say, is this the Jets deja vu all over again? I mean, I kind of feel like that's the vibes right now.
Could be.
Mm. So you're going fool's gold. How about you, Blake?
I can be in a similar spot. I think the defense looked a little bit better, but it was the Raiders' offense, so context is important, but excited to examine how the new defense looked out there with Quinnen Williams. Exciting time, but also cautious times.
Better defense, line continuity, like Wolchuk has been telling us all about.
Line continuity.
And then
you know, George Pickens emerging as the true wide receiver one. What do you think about that?
I don't disagree with that. I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence. And look, this is nothing against CeeDee Lamb. We all know he's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. But I think you've unearthed the cheat code in George Pickens. I mean, what that dude can do physically and against defense. But again, let's call it what it is. The Raiders. You know what the Raiders' best thing going for them right now is the fact that there's so many other bad teams in the NFL that we've forgotten about them. Because they should be a story for just how historically bad they are right now. So anyway, whatever, take that for what it is. George Pickens a freak, and let's see if they can get a real win on Sunday.
What'd you think about Shoddy's decision to bench those dudes first series?
I agree that was the right decision to make because you're playing a bad team. Three plays or the first series I don't think is that important in the grand scheme of things, as is disappointing the team and setting a culture. The Cowboys have been a team that's let, you know, kind of some of those things get away from them and not been real culture setters. So I appreciated that. And obviously Pickens, CD, and Shoddy all recognized what that meant on the next drive and went out and struck and were great the rest of the game. So I have no problem with it. I'd love to know what they were doing. I think all of us are curious cats want to know what they were doing. I think we all got speculations, but I'd love to know the actual thing.
We got some insider reports.
Yeah, Blake, what would you be doing at, say, 5 in the morning in Las Vegas?
Probably gambling, eh?
You know, maybe having some cocktails, maybe having some fun, some entertainment, that kind of thing.
Entertainment, you say?
Entertainment,
some drinks.
Yeah, you think? Okay.
A couple ladies of the night, because I feel like it's legal in that part of the country. So
it is,
whatever
it is, yeah.
Not that they need to spend on it, but either way.
Yeah, no, I think what do we have? Likely out all night.
Getting
out of a car, heading into the lobby while team employees were, you know, milling about getting breakfast.
Britt Brown's just like, hey,
what the hell are you guys doing here? Something here doesn't add up. I guess you still do have 8 or 9 hours to sleep.
We just woke up, guys.
Forward,
we're up really early.
No, I thought the best point on this was by Chief in the opening segment. You were working on decades, probably three of them, of entitlement. Uh-huh. And in order to cut through that and start your own culture, this is the coach that we've been waiting for.
Yeah,
to cut through this
about,
Jerry BS.
You know, the clubhouse and that type of crap, the golf course mentality. Hmm. So now you go ahead and try and set the standard here.
Doesn't it just show you how awful the Raiders are to the point where CD and George Pickens were like, let's go ahead and stay up until 7:30, sleep for a couple
hours, and then just go ball against how
pathetic these teams
are.
This
is very, very 1966.
Absolutely.
I think.
This has got very reeks of the 80s. I'll tell you what. I hope they smelled like booze as they were running past hapless Raider defenders last night.
Sweating it out. Yeah, I think the playmaker thinks that was rookie numbers. You know?
Absolutely.
Like, you guys had to sleep before the game?
Absolutely.
Right on. Well, have a great night, gentlemen. Fan After Dark coming up 8 to 11 with Fred and Blake. Cowboys Hour coming up next. Cheers, buddies. Have a great night. There they go, Fred and Blake, the Fan After Dark award-winning evening show here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. We're standing by for Rangers news for the rest of the week. The updated report I got is that if Jonah Heim and Adolis Garcia can't be traded, they're going to end up just non-tendering them by the time we get to the deadline on Friday. So it looks like one way or another, we have seen Jonah Heim and Adolis Garcia play their last games for the Rangers. And part of me is sad, but part of me is excited to see what CY can do with it. Well, thanks to Lucius Alexander back home in the Pimp Cup Master Control there at 75 in Forest, something like that. Thanks to Ramon Cruz, remote engineer out here for us at Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. Of course, Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us every day at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube for Broadus and Eric Chiafalo and Zach Wolchuk. I'm Gavin Dawson, and until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the nation. At ease.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.